Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Hello, 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 my people, and welcome once again. Glad you decided to hang with me on my corner for this show. There is no guest of the hour, only me and you and the music. You feel me? All right. Let me see, what do we have on the agenda today? You are being entertained by Hemp Selections from his collections, volume LXXXVI, or simply show number 86. We're working hard on our next two books to be released in November. More than likely, it will be one book released in November. It's called The Episodic Thoughts of Hamp, Volume 2. Stay tuned. So we may be out of pockets at times and not make our scheduled broadcast because we're working hard on these books. Stay tuned to our social media sites for any changes. Meanwhile, my book, Un Chani, is still available at https://outskirtspress.com. Un Chani is the ultimate reading book, something for you to read while you shelter in place. You still shelter in place, you know that, don't you? Or are just relaxing. Are you feeling these hot summer days? Get it as a gift for that reading friend of yours, or just for yourself. You will not be disappointed. Meanwhile, folks, today I'll introduce you to a few of my favorite cuts. As you know, I'm not a DJ. I, like you, are a music lover, which I've said so many times. So join me in enjoying my selection by swinging to the beat. We want you to chill, enjoy a group of my favorite cuts. I bet they are yours, too. It's Brother Hemp doing his thing for your musical pleasure. We got a full menu today. Once again, thanks for stopping by my show. All right? Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. We begin with, oh hell, you know him well, with Lil Stevie All Grown Up. The track title is called As. Here we go.
Always. I feel the breeze and see your thoughts and
Next up, something smooth, nice, from Third Force. They call this cut Follow Me Home.
Thank you.
follow me home. Hey, you might want to pay attention to Maze as they sing and play all night long.
Another way.
Yeah, we stuck that one in there for your social conscience. You feel me? All right, let's get back to the love side of things. Now we offer a classic from the Isley Brothers entitled For the Love of You. All right, bro. Telling our ladies, Forrest, living for the love of you, Isley Brothers. All right, time to really turn it up. This is Nathan East with a rousing cut entitled Trap Funk. Yay! Yeah, that one will make you get up out of your seat. That's called Draft Funk by Nathan East. Now, Brother Paul Jackson Jr. with a nice one called All For You, Baby.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All for you, Paul Jackson Jr. We wrap up the first segment of our show with Swev Streeter. She calls this one Before I Do. She needs to know some things before she get involved. I feel her. All right, this program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.hcofa.net. I wanted to share one of my life maturing adventures with the world. In 2010, I wrote my first book to do just that. As I said at the outset, the book is entitled Un Chinese, and tales of my Army South Korean tour in the early 60s. I remember my oldest son saying it was a book that would only interest other Vietnam-era veterans, their wives, or relatives. He had not read the storyline at the time, nor the book appeals to all folks interested in our soldiers stationed abroad. I've republished the book, Un Chinese South Korea, I remember 1962-63. It was released the end of last year. It's a love story that ends in the final separation. Readers will see how Un Chinese soldiers and other characters feel about their identity. You read how black soldiers cope with civil rights, racism, and their military obligations. Now emotionally involved, you're left, as are the characters, wondering, what if? Yes, it's more than just a story about the military. You will have a chance to cast a vote on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com /Un Chinese. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. If not one of mine, someone else's book. It's cut from John Legend. You know John Legend. Well, he's kind of put away his love songs for a moment to get in touch with his social side. Here's another cut from that side. The brother is commenting on a number of social ills in this song. Pay close attention to the lyrics. It's entitled Preach.
Every day I wake and everything is broken. Turning off my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening and history's repeating. Turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest.
Preach. John Legend. All right, let's check out Stevie Wonder's comment on the social ills of the day. One he calls Black Man.
Black man to die, for the flag we now hold on.
continuing on with this political theme, how about Chaka Khan with her rendition of Sign of the Times?
Chance this girl ran came across a needle. Soon she did the same. At home there's 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, holding a machine gun. Church and killed everyone inside. Turned on the telly and never had a story telling you somebody died. Such a killer, baby, cause she couldn't afford to feed. Get to send it rockin' to the moon. Had to turn on my cousin's right reaper for the very time. Not doing horse, it's just we'll be right back.
potent song for these times. It's Chaka Khan, Sign of the Times. Today, August 28, 2021, there's thousands of the people marching across the United States for voting rights. It's a sign of the times. All right, hey, I do like to share my serious moments. I know you folks on top of what's going on in the nation. So let's get back to Love or Heartache. Here's one of my favorite Mays tunes. They call this one Nobody Knows What You Feel Inside.
Don't you know?
Yep. Well, it's all said and done. Nobody knows what you feel inside. That's Maze. Here's another Stevie Wonder classic. He simply calls this one Lately.
Vivid reason here to find. Yet the thought of losing you's been hanging round my mind. Far more frequently you're wearing perfume, with you say no special place to go. But when I ask, will you be coming back soon? You don't know, never know. While I'm a man of many wishes, hope my premonition misses. But what I really feel, my eyes won't let me hide.
Soulful beat and familiar title. It's Doc Powell teasing our senses, his ears with Exhale, Shoop Shoop. You know, the Exhale, Shoop Shoop song. This is Doc Powell. right. Doc Powell with Exhale Shoop Shoop Song. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original A.O. brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his Chapter 34 CD. It's one of those good old CDs. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters A.O. capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this summer's t-shirt styles, come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with the hoodie and the same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big A.O. for you. A.O. snapbacks, A.O. sweatshirts, and A.O. t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.allorignal.media. Go there for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richie Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check him. Check out the commercial he made from one of my latest books called Remembering Mars. It's on my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. As noted, go to www.allorignal.media. Go there for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. All right, here's the late Rick James from his last CD. This song is called Taste.
Yo, baby, didn't I say please don't ask me questions about my life? My life's an open secret. It's in the songs I write. It's in the way I sing. It's how I feel. Let me break this down for you so you can really understand me.
Everybody wants to know about my style and where I'm from. Born a beast, set out to feast an early age when I was young. Mary Jane, my claim to fame was all about me having fun and smoking in the sun. Money in my pockets while the women came and then they go. Seven cars in my backyard, cause that's the way I love to roll. Cursed the day I tried to play on something that would bring my fall. Just getting high, that's all. Looking for a taste of love.
Just a taste of love.
Just a sweet taste of love.
Just a taste of love.
Just a sweet taste of love.
Just a taste.
taste, baby. Come on. Just a little taste, baby. Just a little taste, baby.
Just a taste of love.
Just a sweet taste of love.
Just a sweet taste of love.
Just a sweet taste of love.
All right, let's continue this segment by playing another Stevie Wonder tune. He calls this one All I Do.
You're getting to be all that matters to me.
This saxophonist Boney James is the title track from his new CD entitled Folly. Classic from back in the day. You are the Isley Brothers. You heard me say I used to sing it to my lady, now my wife. Most know it well, the title of which is At Your Best. You are love, baby.
Sometimes it's hard for me to tell you so. You may not be in the mood to learn what you think you know. There are times when I find you wanna keep yourself from me, when I don't have the strength. I'm just a mirror of what I see. But at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life. Should you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me
question from our main squeeze. This noted in the song from Chaka Khan, her rendition of Will You Love Me.
Will you love me?
Now, you know that's the question that's on all y'all, man. Of your loved one, will you love me? Chaka Khan. Today is Temptation Soulfully covers this current tune. It's entitled Earned It, again, by the Temptations. talking about. Once again, this show is brought to you by the release of Unchani, South Korea. I remember 1962-63, a must read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the civil rights era. Listen to the following excerpt from my blog about Unchani. Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confusion because of race issues. Demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore to when entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issues. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstrations? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Unchani Camptown girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience. Without flaws, they expertly played the part of a girlfriend, wife, next-door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, nursemaid, you name it. They allowed the American GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to a sense of home life as one could ever wish for on a daily basis. Readers can examine the flashback events that the primary characters, the author, primarily me, remembered in his life. I call this book my semi-biography that culminates with my maturing as a person. They said at the time, the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learns certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of the South Korean assignment, mission accomplished. End of quote. The novel is available in all formats, including paperbacks, BNN Nook, Amazon Kindle, or download a PDF copy. Check out the novel's details located at the author's publisher's site at https://outskirtspress.com. Let me know what you think. All right. Back to our menu of soul music and smooth jazz. Let's bring back Boney James here. He offers a cut. Can you feel me? A cut called Fresh Air. Hey, hope you can go outside. After the show, that is. That's good, dude. And this is Well, don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted 2-hour time frame, which is all the time, the live broadcast will cut off. But you can hear the rest of the show by playing it again at your leisure, just as you could if you wanted to play a little bit at a time and listen to the rest of it another time, or you want to check it out another time other than the time that I'm actually on the air. All right. Let's maze again with a song that says, "What Goes Up?"
Come back around.
right, the late Rick James left us with his cut called Deeper Still. Was his classic entitled That Girl.
Don't
Yes, yes. All right. The Temptations still sounding great after all of these years. Sings this one. It's called Stay With Me.
Guess it's true, I'm no good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. This has never seemed to go as planned. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're home. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, can't some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me till it does. Oh, won't you
that. Yeah, we close out this session with her still on our mind. This song comes from Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore on vocals. They call it Be Here.
Actions don't stick, babe, cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple. You got me, I got you. Lord, your heart needs. Please you forever be here. love a thing again. Anything broken I can mend. I'm gonna prove to you how real men cut through any damage that was there. Love's a healer, I swear. I'ma make sure that it will stay.
Back at the ranch, so to speak. Hamp's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continually promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like Unchan Nee and other authors who are providing the sense of worth and historical matter that people of color will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for someone to tell you what is happening, because you will get their interpretation of events. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn any and all types of new ideas. Yes, reading is the key to a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. And of course, again, thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written and are so very proud. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. All right, let's get tough here. Brandon wants to know, who is she to you? She's a little suspicious.
We'll be about to do it. Get on down. Don't even think about calling me crazy. You know you peep that lady. To know each other so well, 'cause I wanna know now. You better start talking. I'm only bugging because you are so suspicious. Then you say I don't trust you. Can't understand why I would cuss you. And come on, so demanding. But baby, I can't be. Yeah. Don't tell me why did you not say you're wrong in the first place for looking too hard over that way. And you better tell me what's the deal.
Today from Curtis Mayfield. No wonder she was upset, because he calls this one So In Love. So In Love.
Thank you.
simple things, baby.
That's why I know this feeling good and strong. Trying hours we seem to get along. I want to think that you mean so much to me. Let me rectify, I mean it honestly. Life is strange. Believe me, it is true.
One last time, Stevie Wonder with Love in Flight. Yeah, the genius of Stevie Wonder was Love Light and Flight. All right, one last play for the road. It's Uncle Charlie Wilson from his solo CD, our inspirational and thank you God song for the day. It's called Amazing God.
God, you're amazing. Thank you for my life, for all of your blessings, and for watching over us.
Mountains high, oceans wide, sunlit days and starry nights. Amazing you are. Birds up high spread wings and fly, just to thank you for the skies. Beautiful you are. Colors to you, we raise our head up all colors to. What an amazing God you are. Let all the world choose to see that you are.
Positive energy. I'm so grateful. Yeah, I'm so thankful. I sing it with me now.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show for today. It is past my time to entertain you. Once again, I stayed too long, but it's all good. Hope you like the theme and the menu. All right? As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Codis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to make a comment or ask a question. And we do welcome your comments before, during, or anytime after the show. In fact, you can also post your thoughts onto the show's comment section. Our next musical show will be on September 18th. Now that we are back, we will continue to try and do the musical shows twice a month. Occasionally, we may have a musical guest, yet I need you to know that I am for less talk and playing more music. If there is a guest, they will indeed be special, at least on this show. So stay tuned for any announcements beforehand about a guest on one of our Saturday musical shows. As I said, our plan is to broadcast again on September 18th. Because we tend to move these broadcast times around, you might want to check this site for exact scheduled broadcast dates. Believe me, we are striving for consistency at the same bat time on the same Blog Talk Radio bat channel, my people. Meanwhile, look for our person-to-person interviews during Hamp's Corner of America Hour on CHIIA GRP-TV. That's where we will bring you our guests on the topics of the day. It's also a site where you will see television series, current and others from back in the day and around the world. Lots of great stuff coming up in 2021 before we get out of here this year. Remember, we are about to release our latest book in early November. It's called The Episodic Thoughts of Hamps. It's volume 2. It's going to be lit by the end of the year. Stop back by my corner to see what's happening, all right? Meanwhile, details and other specifics will be available on our websites, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we're live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. For now, peace and blessings. Remember to vote. Vote, vote, my people. That is your way to express how you feel about this current recall situation. You feel me? All right. Stay vigilant and stay healthy. And thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more prominent tomorrow. As always, it's been real. Y'all take it easy. I'm out of here. I like that sound too. This time I'm really gone. Bye.